All the nations and their kings is going to bow and throw their crown at his feet. Say, you are Lord. And he's going to rule this earth with his saints for 1,000 years. The devil's going to be locked up. There will be peace for the first time since Adam and Eve on this planet earth. Somebody says, I don't want the end. I do. I want it to come on. Praise God. Get in that kingdom of God. I'm going to preach the gospel of the kingdom. See, this is the gospel of the kingdom. What is it going to take to get into that kingdom? In the 14th chapter of Acts, verse 32, I believe it is, Paul said, through much tribulation, we must enter into the kingdom of God. If you're going to get in that kingdom, you're going through the tribulation. You're going through trouble. Through much tribulation, we'll enter into the kingdom of God. Hey, this Bible bears witness with this prophetic message. I can't help what these other guys preach. I'll tell you what's going to happen here in this time of the end. A lot of folks is going up to their preacher, pastor they thought was telling them the truth. They're going to go with a big old club behind them and go to the front door, and they find out they've been lied to. They're going to knock. When he sticks that sweet, charismatic face out, they're going to hit him right across it and knock his teeth out. That's what's going to happen to a lot of preachers. Misguiding people. Hey, I'm telling you the truth. You ought not to get mad. That's what I tell them on the radio. Don't get mad at me. I'm probably the best friend you got for telling you the truth. I was raised up in the church of old, the church that lived holy, the church that had the victory, the church that trusted God, the church that didn't have welfare and Social Security and Medicare and money. God's hand, unseen, had to be available for you when the child got sick with diphtheria or pneumonia or scarlet fever or typhoid or the mumps and the measles and every whooping cough and everything else. We had all that mess. Mom and Daddy would fast and pray. The old pastors would fast and pray. They'd call them. They'd come anoint them with oil. And I never saw that red sign that the health department put up, quarantine. Nobody could go into a house where a child had typhoid or diphtheria or some of those terrible childhood diseases that we won the battles over through inoculations to a great extent. I never did see one of those signs on the door of a saint of God. It was on the side, on the doors of others. When it didn't rain, you had to fast and pray. When you didn't have any food, which was very often, you had to fast and seek God. We're going to get back to that. Uncle Sam's hands are empty. The insurance companies are going broke. About 2 more storms and earthquake. They ain't going to have nothing to give. They ain't going to have nothing. Then people think I ain't telling the truth. Hey, you better keep listening. You're going to hear the rest of the story in just a few brief months. Because we're coming to the time of the end upon this great land of ours. And the last verse of Revelation 6 says, the day of his wrath is come. And who shall be able to stand? God help us. I pray, Father, in the name of Jesus, we close this message, a prophetic message that comes out of this blessed old black-bound book called the Authorized or King James Version that has the only true message of God in it. The only true message that directs men to divine favor and directs your people how to prepare for the future. How to prepare for the gathering storm that's arising against this generation as it did in Noah's day. I pray that, Father, you'll make my voice strong. Make my heart strong. Almighty God, may our faith increase daily and our love for your people to not faint, to not get weary, to not withdraw and get complacent or get our eyes on money or position or power. Or like most preachers that turn to womanizing, Lord, to get something pleasure when the Bible said the Holy Ghost is our comforter. And at your right hand there are pleasures forevermore. Thank you, Lord. I find pleasure in serving my Lord, my Savior, Jesus Christ. And I pray this message will prevail over every unbelief, over every preconceived notion. May it take precedent, because it will surely prevail and come to pass. I praise you, Lord, for those ears that have heard and for those thousands that will yet hear on radio and by cassette and in literature. We ask you to, like Daniel said, the angel said to him, Michael, shall shine as the stars forever and ever. And you've got a remnant that's going to hear the Lord and turn to your holiness and righteousness and find divine mercy and favor in this rising, gathering storm of your fierce judgments. We thank you, Lord, for those ears. We ask this in Jesus' name and amen.